Now, it might not mean much to you because you say, hey, you know, $300 gets us, an 800 meg or 1 gigabyte hard disk, and Bob's your uncle and there's nothing left to worry about. But what you got to think about is this. You might actually be having some corrupted files on your computer, and you might want to check whether that's happening and how to clean them up. The other thing that springs to mind is notebook computers, which have usually got the 2.5-inch hard disks, and they tend to be quite expensive. If you're finding you're running short on disk space there, you can actually find that cleaning up your hard disk, doing a little bit of regular housekeeping, will actually give you a little bit more leeway and a reprieve from actually having to throw that hard disk away. And a customer in particular that we've had a notebook there with 15 megabytes and another one with about 18 megabytes, I think it was, have actually wasted disk space due to what they call lost allocation units on the hard disk. And just freeing those up gives you an extra, well, even 18 megabytes perhaps.
What about the
which is obviously a big difference.
Sorry, mate, to butt in there.
But I actually found another 9 meg of hard drive space in my internet cache file.
Yes. Oh, by deleting the cache files.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, they have like these like really weird looking numbers like A13850.moz.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that before
we
on
did
the program.
Weeks ago, but I actually found it on my machine. 9 meg.
Yeah, it's a
How
fair
did
bit.
You find it, Duncan?
With the mouse.
He looked for it. Actually, we should mention that again maybe another time or at the end if we've got a moment, I suppose. But
about the
disk corruption and the lost allocation units. Now, how does this sort of thing happen, you might ask? You know, you look after your machine and you pamper it and you cuddle it before you switch it off and all those kind of things. Well, what can happen is if you're, let's say, in the middle of Windows and you're running Word for Windows or AutoCAD is another classic that we used to find, and let's say you suddenly switch your computer off or the computer hangs or something unexpected happens where you can't exit your application software gracefully, what can happen is that the file that you're currently working on or one of the temporary files perhaps that the machine is using can actually end up not being properly closed off and doesn't really belong to any file in particular. I think you find that's probably as good a way as any to explain it. Why is this important? Well, if you're short on disk space, it means that those file clusters end up floating around on your hard disk, taking up space, but not belonging to any file in particular. But even more importantly, what people should think about is that you could also end up with some cross-linked files if you get power surges or unexpected hang-ups. And what this means is that a particular data block on your hard disk can actually appear to belong to two separate files. And that's pretty tragic because if it happens to be your accounting system or your mailing list and you delete perhaps one of the wrong files or you modify it, it will also most probably modify that common data block which belongs perhaps to another file as well. Now, one of those is going to be right and one of those is going to be wrong, and it's up to the person to work out which one's right and which one's wrong and make a copy of it, then perhaps delete the other one and then recopy the other one so that you can kind of work out, well, I think it was this file that was right or was that one. At least you should be sort of be able to get a 50% right and maybe try and recover it.
What would happen if you actually copied both files and then deleted the two cross-linked originals?
That's actually what I would suggest. You copy one and call it, you know, temp one, and copy the other one as temp two, then delete the originals and then rename temp one and temp two to give it the original names perhaps. That would be the best way. And then just open up those files and see if the data is still intact, and you'll probably see that one of them will have a big hole of corruption in it.
What about undelete in Windows 95?
We'll talk about that another time.
Oh, sorry, mate, another can of worms.
That's actually got a few tricks to it, too,
yeah,
about locking and unlocking. And
I found out myself the hard way how good it was.
Yeah, it does work, though. It helped us out recently.
Yeah.
It does work. Anyway, how do you check for these file problems? And how do you get rid of the problems? Okay, basically the little old thing that you have to run is a program called CheckDisk, which is actually spelled CHKDSK, and basically that comes with DOS. You run it to check whether you've got any lost allocation units or cross-linked files, and then you have to somehow do something about them to clean them up. Now, I would actually suggest to people, if you haven't done this for a long time, hey, go and hit those machines, turn them on and run, check this, CHKDSK, comes in with DOS, so it'll probably be in the DOS directory, and see what message it comes up with. Now, you might get a message like, you know, X lost allocation units found in Y chains, you know, Z megabytes would be freed kind of thing. What does that mean? Well, what it actually means is the X lost allocation units are the data blocks on your hard disk, which are discrete blocks for storing data. And the Y chains basically means that, hey, that they look like chains of files. And the Z megabytes would mean that, well, you're going to free up a megabyte or 10 megabytes or whatever they happen to take up. To fix it, once you've seen that and you say, well, yeah, it looks like we've got some problems here, to fix it, you run chkdsk/F for fix. And that turns these blocks into readable or unlost files. And it gives them a file name of file xxx.chk in the root directory on the C drive, such as file 001 or 002 or 003, oh, actually I think it's 0001, 0002, 0003. And then you can do with them as you please. Now what I would suggest is viewing it with a package like Xtree or even the type command or some kind of text editor to get some kind of a clue perhaps what the files belong to. They might actually look like word processor files or something like that. And you might say, oh yes, here it is. I know, this is the thing I've been looking for. Or, hey, I don't really care about this. So you can delete all those .chk files and enjoy the extra disk space, and we're getting the wind-up, so we're done.
Oh, good on you, mate. Well done. Big effort there. Big effort there.
Superb.
And certainly something. Yeah.